Greg Jennings went through a test today. I actually haven't had a chance to talk to Greg or Pepper, but based on Jason's conversation with Pepper, we have him as doubtful.
How does that change things at wide receiver if he's unable to go?
Well, I mean, I think it's been consistent with the way we've approached the whole perimeter. You know, we do things by concept. We don't all of our receivers play all four positions. So, you know, that's something that we'll continue to do and move them around. So we don't just line up, you know, one guy at X and one guy at Z and one guy at Zebra and one guy at E. So we'll continue to – it'll be a fluid situation as it always is.
Mike, he's had a lot of success recently against the Bears. Is there anything in particular that he does, his skill set that works really well against the way they defend that he will be missing?
Well, Greg Jennings is a very good football player. I mean, number one, he has played well against the Bears. But just, you know, his route running and his ability to catch the football and make the first guy miss is unique. So actually just watching both our games last year again this morning, I mean, he played very well in both those games.
Mike, but you did stop short of ruling him out. I mean, are you going to test him out on Thursday night here?
Well, today was the test. I mean, there's a protocol each player goes through a rehab. You know, he ran yesterday, felt good today, so that was the information we were looking for. So, but he did go through the testing part today. And you know, once again, I haven't spoken to him, and I haven't spoken to Pepper. But Jason has to get the information for the meeting here.
What is the procedure then with him tomorrow?
Well, we'll see how the test goes, and I mean, all the, you know, because they put them through everything. I mean, testing is, you know, a number of different drills, you know, and then his endurance through the drill. So I'll get the evaluation, and frankly, tomorrow will be the deciding factor.
Maybe along with Greg, I guess with anybody else, with there being a kind of a mini bye, does that factor in it at all? There's an extra chance for someone to get better?
No, I think any time you're dealing with veteran, established players, and definitely Greg Jennings is in that category. He's played a lot of football for us his whole time with myself as the coach. So the communication tomorrow, you know, I'll trust the communication between Greg and the medical staff. So that's when the decision will be made.
Does the rivalry that these two teams have, is it the kind of game – it makes players play their best, which would certainly be a good thing coming off a loss?
Well, I think any time these two teams get together, there's always an added incentive. But there's enough players on both sides of the fence, Chicago and Green Bay, that have played in this game. So I don't think you're going to be seeing a fight occur at coin toss or anything like that. So, I mean, if you're talking about, you know, any added incentive, but this will be a physical game. The focus definitely goes up. It's a division game. This is probably even more important for our fans. I mean, this is a big game for our fans. You know, the bragging rights with the borders of Chicago and Wisconsin here. So, you know, that's definitely something you recognize. But as far as the way we'll coach and play the game, we're going to coach it to win it the right way, and based off the information we've taken off of film.
Mike, do you like the respect level that's in this rivalry, though? I mean, I'm sure you've heard the stories about what it was like in the 80s between these teams and how ugly it could get. It seems like you guys obviously want to beat each other, but there's not a real ugliness to it.
Well, a lot of things have changed since the 80s. I mean, I think that's important to note there. But, yes, I do appreciate the professionalism, and I would think both organizations as a whole appreciate it, because you know, they're definitely a first-class organization, and we conduct ourselves appropriately there. So, but it's a hard-fought game on the field. You don't really see too many disrespectful exchanges, and I think that speaks volumes about, you know, both the teams from the organization all the way, you know, all the way down, and in the way they're coached.
Mike, how has Tim Mastay's performances in the last few years against this team really kind of neutralized, if you will, Hester's ability and how good their special teams are?
Well, I mean, their special teams have been, you know, very good for a long time. They've had some great days against us, you know, in our early years here, and it's been a battle here of late. So, you know, ball placement is always a major focus when we play against these guys and Devin Hester, and they've always had, you know, good returners, Williams all the way through. So they've always had more than Devin. So it's a challenge, and Tim's done a great job. And the biggest thing which has been fun to watch about Tim is his development. I mean, you could see his athletic ability and his potential the first year. But I mean, he's done a great job in the weight room. He's a much stronger punter, you know, this year than he was last year. So he's hitting the ball very well. He's always been very fundamentally sound, and you know, he's definitely a weapon for us.
Two more.
Mike, you've won six out of the last seven against the Bears. Why have you been so successful against them?
You know, that's a good question. I didn't realize that until I saw that in the notes Monday. So it was good news. It's probably the only good news I had on Monday, but it was nice to see. But no, it's a good. I mean, they're a good football team. I've always respected. I go back to you know, you're in this league long enough, you have an opportunity to compete against coaches as assistants and coordinators, and I've always appreciated the work that Lovie Smith has done. So I've always enjoyed competing against, you know, him and his football team. They play the right way. But it says a lot about our players. They've stepped up in these big games in the past, and frankly, that's what they are in the past. So I think everybody clearly understands we're a different team than we were last year. So are they, and we're really looking forward to getting this thing going tomorrow night.
Mike, I know he's still listed as doubtful, but still being able to get James Starks back today, you know, contributing a little bit.
James Starks, that was excellent news this morning, and, you know, in the 7 a.m. staff meeting. So I was glad to see James was going to practice today and had a chance to watch him practice. So that was something I wasn't expecting. So he's making progress, and he looked good out there today. So we'll see how he feels tomorrow. So he'll be part of the plan probably next week. We'll see how he is tomorrow. I mean, something unforeseen happens would probably be the only chance he'd really have to play in the game tomorrow night.